Welcome back to the Equine Forum, presented by Red Brand Fence on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike Penna in our Lexington, Kentucky studios. Happy to have you back with me. That was Terry Wallace. Always great to have his voice on the program anytime you can get it. That was the 2007 running of the Rebel. Curlin, one of four winners in the race, saddled by Hall of Famer Steve Asmussen, who is with me now. He's looking to add to that total later today when he sends out three horses in this year's edition. And Steve, I know it's a busy morning for you, so I appreciate the time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hard to believe it's been 20 years since the first time you won the Rebel, back in 2000 with a horse by the name of Snuck In.
Yeah, Snuck In was a great win for us because Cash, my brother, rode him. So it was very, very special then.
Yeah, family affair. And at that point, Steve, in 2000, you weren't necessarily Steve Asmussen's super trainer. You were still kind of trying to make your name in the sport, right?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the thing we love about racing, no matter how good you did yesterday, you got to line up and do it again today. You're constantly given the opportunity to prove yourself. And I think we have that opportunity again today with Rebel.
All right, so let's talk about the three horses that you're going to saddle today. And I guess we'll start with Basin, since he is the horse that's second choice on the morning line. Tell me a little bit about Basin.
All right, brilliant horse. You know, a grade one winner, winner of the Hopeful, has trained extremely impressively this winter at the fairgrounds. And if he is capable as two turns as he is at one, he will be a superstar.
What's he show you that makes you think he will be good at two turns just like he was at one turn?
He's very athletic, very efficient mover, not overly heavy, just does not take a lot out of himself when he's going fast and dominating company.
Obviously, this wouldn't be the ultimate goal for Basin. That would come on the first Saturday in May, all things being equal. But you want to see him run a good race today. What do you do with a horse that hasn't been out since September, trying to get him ready for a peak effort on March 14th here today? What do you do as a trainer, Steve, to make sure he's ready?
That's with Basin. We just feel that we have plenty of bottom in him, where he's in a position that he can protect himself, and he's physically prepared for what's going to happen. Looks like we're going to have an off track today. Obviously, there's tremendous amounts of speed in there. He's in the capable hands of Castellano. And I think we just hopefully he's away from the gates cleanly. But we feel very good about the preparation that he has in him. And as you said, this is the first race of his season. And as we all know, we're hoping the third race of his season will be the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, and no two wet tracks are the same, you know, especially when you talk about Saratoga. He won the Hopeful in the Slop, and now you get a wet track at Oaklawn later today. But it has to give you a little bit of confidence to know that, okay, he at least handled a wet surface at Saratoga, doesn't it?
Oh, very much so. And when you're around him, I think that you would not worry about an off track. He is very athletic, cat-like, and very nimble on his feet. So I don't think that the racetrack will give him any trouble. It does appear that he'll have a little of it thrown on him by all the pace in the race, and that will be new for him. He had drawn the outside, even though he wasn't on the lead. He just had a very advantageous post position draw in the Hopeful and handled it really well. But so there's a lot of new for him today, but you couldn't have any more confidence in a horse's ability than we do his.
You joined me on this show back on February 17th, and that was the morning of the Southwest Stakes, and you were going to saddle Silver Prospector that day. Well, we know he went on to win that race. He's back again in the Rebel. What have these past few weeks been like for Silver Prospector since that win?
I feel very good about the horse. He is, obviously talented with the success that he's had in the Kentucky Jockey Club against Tis the Law and horses of that caliber, and then run a very fast race in the Southwest, handled wonderfully. He was away from the gates a lot sharper than he was in the Smarty Jones. I thought Ricardo had him in a perfect position with plenty of pace in front of him, and he came home nicely. A great amount of confidence when you can get to do the same thing on the same racetrack. So I think that with all the three-year-old preps, It's very unlikely that your last race is good enough for your next one, and it's all about which three-year-olds are improving this time of year. And we feel that we feel very good about the group of three-year-olds that we do have.
Yeah, and you have the three in, of course, you know, Basin and Silver Prospector, and then you have Accession, the long shot, 30-1. He is probably the furthest behind, I guess, the other two, if you want to look at it in that fashion. 1-for-8 lifetime. Well, tell me about Accession.
Right. As you mentioned, you know, a grade one winner and a grade two winner in there,
yeah,
as well as Accession. He'll benefit from it backing up to a mile and a 16th. He's a very large horse that is not completely to himself yet, and I think he'll benefit from backing up from the mile and an 8th of the Risen, this year's Risen Star, for the mile and a 16th today.
You know, it's interesting, Steve, because so often we hear trainers talk about trying to keep their horses separated as they move down the road to the Kentucky Derby, and here you are with 3 of the 8 in the Rebel Stakes today. By design? Is that the way you planned it?
Well, I on the ball. I want to get these horses to the Derby and give them their one chance at the Derby. I think that the Derby pretty much propels the sport as far as their value and what people are wanting. And I did not feel that moving these horses across the country or some variable that we weren't comfortable with would answer any of the questions that we want going forward. And I greedily hope this isn't the last time they run against each other and they all stay on course for the Derby.
Talking with Hall of Fame trainer Steve Asmussen here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Steve, you've had a chance now to experience saddling a horse, running a horse with no fans in attendance at the racetrack. You were there. What was that like?
With me, it's pretty typical. Everybody says I'm in my own world anyway, right? it is weird pre-race, but during race, you're worried about the exact same things.
Yeah, so it's not, you're not even really paying attention to it when the horses are coming down the stretch.
You're right. You know, if they're acting typical for who they are, you know, where they're at yesterday, you know, a little bit of an off track. You were concerned about how some of them were going over it early in a race. And, you know, we had a couple pleasant surprises, a couple of disappointments. But it's the same worries. You know, are you going to show up today? Or are you going to run your race?
You know, I talked about this at the top of the show, Steve, with so many other, well, pretty much every other major sport saying, okay, we're just going to suspend operations for the next 3-4 weeks, whatever it might be. Horse racing saying, all right, we'll take the approach of running with no fans and keeping the doors open. Is that the right approach for horse racing at this time?
I definitely believe that it is. They're not going to ask me what I'm thinking about something as large as that. But we're mentioning about three-year-olds, and this is extremely important to them. And the next step, staying in rhythm, getting the races you expect out of them. You know, they don't stay ready. They get ready. And I'm very anxious to see where we're at with this quality of three-year-old, and I think this is an opportunity to do so. Separate from that, I believe that Oaklawn's handle was up 7% yesterday from the corresponding day a year ago, the pre-Rebel card, and we're pretty much the only show in town, so take advantage of it.
Yeah, well said. I'd be remiss, Steve, if I didn't ask you about your daughter of Curlin, who you're going to send out in the Azari Stakes today as well. Lady Apple, who won the Houston Ladies Classic last time out. She took the Remington Park Oaks the time before that. Tell me a little bit about Lady Apple and how she's doing coming into today.
Very special filly. You know, so proud of what she accomplished last year. When she was third in the Oaks, she was the youngest horse in the field. Not a real big statured filly. Just looks like a deer almost. And as good as she did last year, everybody felt like, with being a Curlin, with time, that she would get to the next level. And then for her to come out of the box and beat 2 accomplished grade one winners in her first run of the year, we were so proud of her with her run in the Houston Ladies.
I'm going to let you go in a second, Steve, but I do have to ask you about Midnight Bisou and that performance in Saudi Arabia. What an effort she put in that day.
It just, what an amazing mare. You know, I just how consistent she was last year in her attitude, in her training, with all the travel she had, just her game face, the way she goes about exercise, the way she goes about her works. What an unbelievable blessing to be around a quality horse like she is. And then for her to go to Saudi Arabia and run as valiantly as she did against the best horses in the world. And in the paddock and in the closure, and as exciting as everything was, what a beautiful group of horses they had assembled. And for her to show up the way she did, we couldn't be any more proud of her. And we were, Midnight Vasu today arrived at Keeneland out of quarantine her first day. She had flown back to Chicago, quarantined there a week, and she's back in the racing stable this morning. So we're relieved and excited about that.
Well, I know my good friend Jeff Bloom and Bloom Racing think that she should now be awarded first place in the Saudi Cup, knowing what we now know about the situation with trainer Jason Service and Maximum Security, who won that race. Do you agree?
She's the best horse in the world. That's how I feel. That's how I felt going over there. That's how I feel coming back. And that's how I feel today. She is a true blessing, and anybody who's been around her knows her true quality.
Only Dale Baird has saddled more winners in the history of our sport than Steve Asmussen. Steve, appreciate the visit and spending some time here. I know it's a busy day. I'll let you go. All the best and good luck this afternoon.
All right. Happy handicapping.